Thank you very much, Mr. Chairperson, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. A few weeks ago, the 5th to the 9th of June, Sweden and Fiji hosted the UN Ocean Conference in New York. It specifically targeted SDG 14, conserve and sustainably use the oceans, seas and marine resources for sustainable development. The conference was indeed a success. Almost 10,000 participants, hundreds of heads of state and ministers, as well as key persons such as the Crown Princess of Sweden, who is a Sustainable Development Goals advocate, the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, and of course Director General José Graziano da Silva took part. The conference has led to over 1,300 voluntary contributions, including a Swedish contribution of $5.4 million to FAO for the implementation of measures to support SDG 14, closely linked to achieve also the other goals. The contribution specifically aims at supporting the Port State Measures Agreement and the global record of fisheries vessels. The funding will also contribute to FAO's ongoing work on discarded fishing gear. We find that the Port State Measures Agreement is one of the best ways of combating illegal, unreported, unregulated fishing and its harmful economic, social and environmental effects. The elimination of unsustainable fisheries subsidies is an important part of SDG 14, and it is of utmost importance that there would be an agreement on appropriate language to honour SDG 14.6 at the next WTO ministerial in Buenos Aires in December this year. I would really like to take this opportunity to thank the FAO for its deep engagement in the Ocean Conference, and for FAO's constructive collaboration. Thank you very much. The conference aimed at finding momentum for one of the most complex SDGs. However, this conference has, in my mind, become something more. In times of turmoil and doubt, it was proof of the ambitions and the willingness of governments, NGOs, UN organizations and other stakeholders to achieve Agenda 2030 and to fulfill the SDGs. The challenges are many. FAO has, in its report on the state of food and agriculture, given us a presentation of some of the major ones. One of the challenges that the Swedish government has given high priority to is the fight against AMR. This is a shared Nordic priority, and I would like to support what my Norwegian colleague stated in his speech earlier this afternoon. FAO is in a unique position to be a game changer in this field. Better conditions for animals, preventive measures and the use of antibiotics only when needed can take us far in reducing the risks. This is why the Swedish government has decided to sponsor a senior expert to FAO in the field of AMR, and we are looking forward to a mutually rewarding exchange of expertise. Finding ways of feeding the world's growing population and ensuring food security for all without doing further damage to our environment is one of the most difficult challenges we face. But it's not an impossible challenge. There are solutions. Some are traditional and based on experience, some are new and innovative, and some are simply based on greater efficiency and care. In other words, we have to increase productivity in agriculture in a sustainable way. Essential components to succeed with this are research, field trials, innovation and extension services, but also well-functioning markets, good governance and investments in infrastructure. Offering stable circumstances will attract investments, boost diversification and stimulate new thinking, thus making the agriculture sector a business for the future. This is key in getting the young to engage, a topic that we debated in yesterday's ministerial meeting between the EU and the African Union. Absolutely crucial is to provide equal opportunities for both women and men. gender equality is one of the most efficient ways of reaching results in decreasing poverty and increasing prosperity. Providing education for all is at the center of such an effort. Another initiative I would like to mention is the newly established Agroforestry Network. This NGO-driven network, based in Sweden, aims at increasing knowledge on agroforestry methods, particularly in developing countries. FAO's knowledge base and technical expertise is important for the success of this network. As part of sustainable forest management, applying agroforestry and planting crops and trees together can lead to decreased poverty as yields increase. It is effective in fighting climate change since trees store CO2. It can help restore degraded land, combat desertification, and halt the loss of biodiversity. The effects of climate change and a growing world population means that we need to transition to sustainable ways of producing food while respecting the environment, the economy and social factors in the process. Cooperation and collaboration between different actors and across sectors is a necessity. Global challenges cannot be tackled alone. Thank you very much for your attention.